بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. About 8 centuries ago, Izzuddin Ali ibn al-Athir authored a kitab, a book, that he most aptly titled Usdul Ghaba fi Ma'rifati al-Sahaba, Lions of the Forest, in recognizing and introducing the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This title was very apt, because he titled this book as The Lions, referring to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he was known as Abu Hafs. Hafs means lion. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, in one of the battles, he says, أنا الذي سمتني أمي هيدرة. My mother kept my name Haydar, means lion. The title of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, wa Hamzatu Asadullahi wa Asadu Rasuli, the lion of Allah and the lion of his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were given this title of lion. And why? It is because of that imani strength and quwwat that made things happen in the world. It made kings shake and shiver on their thrones, and the soldiers shaking their boots. Even Shaitan was shaking when he came to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Shaitan was afraid of them. Hazrat Maulana Abu Hassan Ali Nabi rahmatullahi alayhi, Mufakkirul Islam, he explains that the need of the time is to infuse that soul and that life of Iman into ourselves. At the moment we are like that lion that is in the museum, stiff, cannot move. Maybe it got the look of the lion, the teeth of the lion on the outside, but the power and the courage of that lion is not there. Sahaba radiallahu anhu would wear patches on their clothing. They would ride simple animals. It is very famous about Umar radiallahu anhu that when he was coming to collect the keys of Masjid al-Aqsa, he was walking with his slave Aslam on the animal, and he had simple clothing. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they never worried too much about their outer appearance. They conformed with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that iman in their hearts was burning, and it affected the people around them. It had a natural attraction. Now what is the sign of iman? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, Inna nura idha dakhala al-qalb infasaha wa insharah. That when this nur of iman enters the heart, then it expands. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, وَمَا عَلَامَةُ ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is the sign of that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-inabatu ila dari al-khulud, wa tajafi an dari al-ghurur, wa al-isti'adad lil-maut qabla nuzulihi. So this is now the benchmark, the barometer to see whether we have this nur of iman to the level it's supposed to be. So the first thing that we see in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, because they had this nur of iman, was they were totally inclined towards akhirat. It's like they were living in this world, they were already people of the akhirat living in this world. Al-inabatu ila dari al-khulud. Their nazar was on the akhirat. Wat-tajafi an dari al-ghurur. And they were disinclined towards this world, which is a place of deception. They weren't absorbed in the world. They weren't inclined towards the world at all. They weren't attracted to the world. The things of the world, it was very easy for them to sacrifice. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abbad ibn Bishr and Ammar ibn Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, they are standing security. And Hazrat Abbad ibn Bishr and Ammar ibn Yasir make this agreement. Abbad says to Ammar, you go to sleep for half the night, I will stand up in ibadat. He's standing in ibadat, he starts Surah Kahf. One arrow comes and hits him. He continues reading Surah Kahf. Second arrow comes and hits him. Continues reading Surah Kahf. Third arrow comes and hits him. He wakes up Ammar. And then when the enemy sees that there is two people, he runs away. Ammar radiallahu anhu sees Abbad is bleeding. He says, Allahu Akbar, why didn't you wake me up before that? He said, I started Surah Kahf, I would have died. I would have died reading the Surah. And I wouldn't have stopped my Salah. The only thing that made me break my Salah was the fear of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, the enjoyment in the Surah Kahf and that Salah was too much. I would have given my life. On the other hand, if you look at us, then the first thing a person sacrifices is his deen. To protect my life, I won't go to the masjid. Why? Maybe I'll get attacked in the masjid. Maybe I'll get sick in the masjid. What will happen? So the masjid becomes our problem. Na'uzubillah min zalik. In the time of difficulty, we make the masjid the problem. No, the masjid. Only the masjid. Business place? No, there I can go. Anywhere else I can go. So Allah Ta'ala explains to us, everything happens with the control and the power of Allah Ta'ala. قُلْ لَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ لَبَرَزَ الَّذِينَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَتْلُ إِلَى مَضَاجِعِهِمْ. That if Allah Ta'ala will for the enemy to come in your, to kill you, they would come in your home and kill you in your bed also. In your bed, in your home, in your place of sanctuary, their mort will come to you. Then two Sahaba radiallahu anhu before Uhud, Hazrat Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, they call each other, let's make dua. Ulama say sometimes you must make amal on the sunnah. Two people sit together, husband and wife, you make dua, I say ameen, I make dua, you say ameen. So Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, say let's make dua before Uhud. So Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he says, oh Allah, tomorrow, let me meet the enemy, let me attack him, let him attack me. Let me gain the upper hand. Let me kill him. And let me gain his armor and whatever he has as booty. So Hazrat Abdullah said, Ameen. So now Hazrat Abdullah is making dua. He said, oh Allah, tomorrow let me meet the enemy. Let me attack him. Let him attack me. But let him gain the upper hand over me. Let him make me a martyr and a shaheed. Let him cut my nose off. Let him cut my ears off. So that tomorrow when I stand in front of you and you ask me, oh Abdullah, why is your nose cut and why is your ears cut? Then I will say, oh Allah, it was cut for your sake. It was cut in your path. And then Allah Ta'ala will say, yes. And Allah will say, yes, this was given in my sake, for my sake, in my path. See, they had the nazar on akhirat. The next day, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas says exactly what dua we made. By the end of the day, I was victorious. I killed my opponent. And I saw Hazrat Abdullah bin Jahash was a shaheed. And I saw his nose and his ears was in a string the next day. And he says his dua was better than my dua. So respected brothers, we must love Sahaba number one. Man ahabbahum fa bihubbi ahabbahum. Whoever loves them is a sign of the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the time of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, there was one person that came in his majlis. Now, Imam Ahmad knew this person is a very bad person, so he turned away from him. So this person, he said to Imam Ahmad, you're turning away from me. Let me tell you, last night I dreamt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling the people that ask me for dua. And each one is standing up and asking for something. And I am sitting out of shyness because of my evil. And the evil person that I am, I'm not asking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, come, you stand up, ask me. Because I have a liking for you because you love my sahaba. So on account of the love of Sahaba, so he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make dua for him and his life changed after that. So we must love Sahaba radiallahu anhum number one. We must try our best, we won't get it right, but try our best to emulate the Sahaba, try our best. We'll never reach the level, but we try to emulate the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And number three, Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi alayhi says there's a need to make an effort now on our iman. There is a need. He says, we make dua for it. We stay away from those things that damage our iman. Whatever can damage our iman, we stay away from it. Especially today is the internet, what we're looking at, what we're reading, the association, the friends that we keep. A simple thing like Darwinism, Darwin's theory. We knew about all these things, but it never affected. But now it's affecting people. The iman is shaky. What they're watching, what they're reading. So the association that we keep. Then we make dua. Allah, you strengthen our iman. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuqa wal-isyan. A very good dua to make. Waj'alna min al-rashidin. Everything is in there. Allah must make kufr and all this evil, Allah Ta'ala must make it hated to us. Habbib ilayna al-iman. Allah must make iman beloved to us. Thabbitna ala al-iman wa amitna ala al-iman wa hshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al muttaqina ma'al iman. Make dua, keep our children in mind because we are living in a time in South Africa and other places. Children are coming home and telling their parents point blank, we're not Muslims anymore. We don't believe. We don't have iman. They're telling them straight. I had one parent, I spoke to one parent, not here in KZN, another province. He says, Maulana, my son, didn't want to wear Islamic clothing, didn't want to come to masjid. And one day he told me straight, I'm not a Muslim. And this boy, I know him from small. I'm not a Muslim. So we had to make effort, Alhamdulillah, wearing kurta now, he's back on the deen. But this is a time that a person can lose his iman. And then the third thing is, he says, to preserve iman, we have to be in the right company, in the right environment. For example, the masjid. We come for salah, but our children, we must bring them for the programs. See, they were explaining to us in the workshop. See, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala keeps the world running. The world is running with the zikr of Allah. You see, Allah, Allah, the world is running. He say, to get our house running, our madrasa running, our hearts running, if the whole world can run with the zikr of Allah, won't this run with the zikr of Allah? Our hearts start pumping with the love of Allah Ta'ala. The life comes into our homes. The life comes into our madrasa, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need our children to be part of all these majalis, all these programs that are taking place. There's a great need now, because they are hours and hours on the phone, on the internet, on games. And these things have subliminal messages, they have direct messages, they have subliminal messages. It corrupts their mind, it corrupts their thinking. So, to be in the right environment. Come in the masjid, come in the majalis, sit in the company of the pious, and alhamdulillah, the ijtima is around the corner, 8th, 9th, 10th, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, how we can all be in that environment, inshallah, from Zohr on the 8th on Saturday, till mid-morning, the dua takes place, the company of the pious, a lot of pious people come there, we don't know, who's a pious person, whose duas, be there, we'll get you, inshallah, we'll get the duas. Say one person, he was over 70 years old, now still alive. Every time he goes for the ishtima, he cries. Someone asked him, why are you crying? He said, when I was 18 years old, I know what path I was on. When I came to the ishtima, my whole life changed. The earrings on my ears went out also. I changed my whole life. I became a pious person. Every time I go to the ishtima, I cry because I think of how my life was and where I came. And many, many people's lives changed. So inshallah, we know it's cold. Brothers are saying it's very cold also. Is baghul wudu ala al-makari, to get the reward of that hadith, to make wudu when it is very cold and difficult, we get it in ijtima, inshallah. Intidharu salah ba'da salah, kathratul khutai ila al-masajid, very, very great rewards. Inshallah, we all make intention, inshallah, take our youngsters also, inshallah, and sit in the programs also, and we benefit. Whoever can go before that to help also, someone told me last night, phoned me late, said, no, my son, he works, and he took off 4 days from work just to go work in ijtima. Because whatever good will take place, they'll get the reward. Say the woman also, encourage them, inshallah, make dua, fast, cry to Allah Ta'ala to assist the ishtima and the efforts of ishtima. Whoever will go out, inshallah, they'll benefit. And they say whatever work is done in the ishtima, we don't leave it there. We come back to our masjid now and we join the effort, the gash, the mashura, 3 days in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us peace.